In a special election 2 years ago, a group headed by political strategist Todd Rungstad sent out a political mailing that criticized now State Senator Julie Lassa. It linked her to former Senator Chuck Kawala, who recently pleaded guilty to two felonies for corruption while in office. Lassa sued Rungstad for defamation. She tried to find out who paid Rungstad, but he wouldn't say. His attorney, Michael Crooks, told justices on the state high court Wednesday that disclosing that information would have a chilling effect on free speech.
People who want to speak anonymously aren't going to speak at all if they fear that their anonymous speech will become public speech.
Lassa's lawyers say that protecting free speech should always be a paramount concern of the courts, but attorney John Skilton says this case raises another issue.
And that is the danger of a slime ad put in the heat of an election with no time to respond, taking a candidate and basically labeling that candidate a crook. And the question is, what is the remedy there?
Skilton argues the electorate has a right not to be defrauded. But Rungstad's attorneys say the First Amendment is especially protective of political speech. They also contest how quickly this case was handled when it was first in court, and say it didn't give them a chance to properly address the charges. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.